public comment opened today and closes on the 13th of December. The proposal by the city is to provide paid for parking, not provide paid for parking, but to change current public for free parking to paid for parking in some areas, and in other areas, instead of charging people by the half hour, to charge people by the 15-minute period. Alderman Felicity Purchase is the responsible maker member. Felicity, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Where are the areas where you are potentially going to start charging people to park?
Well, the areas that, I mean, Musenberg has requested it. There are areas that we're looking at, Camps Bay, they've requested it, Durbanville, the Waterkant, Kenilworth have requested it. And then the existing areas where there's a request to expand the public parking is around Newlands and Rondebosch, and then the Gardens, Kloof Street, Cape Town CBD, and then Gallows Hill.
And are these all relatively main roads on which current free parking will be metered?
Well, it's not all free parking. Some of these already you paid parking. For example, the CBD is paid parking, Kloof Gardens, etc. But they are areas where there has been a request for better management of the parking by the CBDs or the businesses in the area, or the sub-council and residents in the area. The other area, for example, like Musenberg and Camps Bay, has been a request from the community to manage, to have parking managed, because they are not coping or they are having problems with the current system, which is illegal car guards. So they want it to be managed by the city properly to eradicate the problem of the illegal car guards extorting and intimidating people.
And the illegal car guards are not an issue in areas of the city where paid for parking is the norm. Because I know that in the CBD, after 6 o'clock at night, the illegal car guards come out and they become a presence.
That is true, and it has been suggested that maybe we extend the hours of managed parking in the CBDs, but that is part of this public participation process. So now we're asking people, give us your comments. Let's have a look at what everybody wants and see how we can find the appropriate compromise.
Is there available on the city website a list or a highlighted map of which areas are going to have the paid-for parking changed, or the areas which have been free parking which might become paid-for parking?
So it is on the city webpage. I'm not sure that there's actually a map, but there's certainly a description of each area. I'm uncertain, and I can check whether there's a map, but the descriptions are quite evident, are quite clear, and the person responsible for that particular area is also available.
Okay. And George? And Felicity, sorry, I just needed to organize something very quickly. And something like this, I mean, it's unlikely that you're going to get public comment which significantly changes the proposals. Historically, that's the case.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know. We, for example, let's look at Musenberg Beach. You know, the request from both the surfers and the businesses in that area requested, in fact, we were hoping that we could do something by December last year, but we never got there. But there was a request then to find a solution. But having said that, we're not sure that everybody was part of that, although we did detailed surveys and handouts to the surfers and the people that used that area. But now we've come up with something after the processing all that information, and now let's see whether the people are happy with that or what, you know, if they have any other suggestions on a way forward.
And
the same was done in other areas.
And just in terms of the mechanisms for public comment, mainly via the website, also sometimes through libraries?
Through libraries, direct, or via the sub-councils.
Thank you very much, Alderman Felicity Purchase.